Now let's review the usage of adjectives. You probably already know that adjectives are words that modify nouns. The pattern adjective plus noun is the same in Japanese as in English. For example,
大きい車
means big car.
大きい
big is the adjective and
車
car is the noun. Naomi-sensei, in Japanese there are two types of adjectives, right?
そうですね, that's correct. I ending adjectives and na ending adjectives. For example, 大きい ends with I, so 大きい 大きい is an I ending adjective.
And the usage of I adjectives is mostly straightforward, so in this lesson, let's focus on using na adjectives. So what na adjectives showed up in the dialogue?
綺麗な and おしゃれな.
In the dialogue, what did you say?
綺麗ですね.
It's beautiful, isn't it? What else did he say?
綺麗なイヤリングですね.
They're beautiful earrings, aren't they? Notice that there's a na between kirei and iyaringu. Naomi-sensei, say that sentence one more time.
きれいなイヤリングですね.
When a na adjective precedes a noun, you need to put na between it and the noun.
そうですね, right. 例えば, for example, エリックさんはおしゃれです.
Eric is stylish. And by the way, today is opposite day at the Japanese Pod Studios.
But, エリックさんはおしゃれな人です.
It's おしゃれな人, not おしゃれ人. And as you've seen in the previous examples, when a na adjective precedes a copula, you don't say na.
そうですね, just say おしゃれです。エリックさんはおしゃれです。
Wow, it's not opposite day, it might be the twilight zone. By the way, in the PDF of this lesson, there's a write-up explaining the formal past tense of verbs.
Such as 落としました.
As in, you dropped something